First of all, tell me your name and what you do here for Pfizer.
My name is Bill Loveland. I'm a technical expert for research.
Tell me a little bit about the dairy facility you've got here to do research with. Kind of give me an overview of the number of cows you can have and the types of facilities inside.
Well, we can capacity-wise, we can have 100 up to 128 animals. Like I said before, the types of research that we would do here would be mastitis-type studies, reformulation of drugs, residue studies, trying out new compounds for transition cows studies, and such things like that.
It looks like you've got just really a kind of a state-of-the-art, but built very much like a regular commercial operation?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we wanted to mimic what was out there in the field, so when we do our testing here and the cows are actually out in the commercial dairy setting, they'll be in the same setting, the same situations will happen.
How long have you had this facility?
It opened up in October of 2004.
So with the, you told the kind of studies you do, how often are you working in here? Is this just pretty much a continuous study after study?
It has been. We've ran about 35 studies in here. Some of them run for short periods of about 2 months. Some of them can run up to 4 months. Some of the animals can be used over after a flush out period. And we try to make use out of, you know, the best use we can out of the animals.
So how about from a staffing standpoint, about how many people do you have running this facility?
That will vary on depending on the number of animals here, of course. But generally, we have about four people that are in here on a weekly basis, morning, then the evening. Then if we, you know, have larger studies in here, of course, you know, we'll have to staff up a little bit more for that.
Any particular studies or work that you've done that you're most proud of or thought would might be of most interest to producers to know that you have done here?
Well, I think we're recently working on like transition cow studies. I think farmers will be very interested in that type of work. Me coming from a commercial dairy, managing that for 17 years, I know the problems of you know, cows after calving. So definitely I'm excited about that product coming out.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having us in. Chuck Zimmerman reporting.